festival acronym QAF.
No, wait. It would be QA. It would be CAF.
CAF. Okay.
Wait, pull the mic closer to
you. A caffeinated drink.
And then suck it off. So yummy.
That's how I do
biting it.
That's how I do it.
Oh.
You just bite it.
You bite
it
off?
Yeah, I bite it. That's this good. Is really girthy.
It's
oh. Okay.
Is that like a normal size?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Is this a normal size for you? Clit-wise.
You know, the clit is actually the size of the human body.
No, actually, we're all a clit. This is all a clit.
Do you guys know how, like, there's always one person at a party who's, like, fun fact, it's just the clit is really big?
Like, what? Like their clit?
So, no.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you meant.
No. Fun fact.
My clit is huge.
My clit is a Zalzeech.
Not the individual. I'm talking like, there's somebody at the party who's like, you know, the clit is actually like, it has twice as many nerve endings as the penis. And it's it's like so big. Like, it's like a, it's, I don't know how to explain
it.
It
can't be that big.
Oh no, but it like, it extends in, it's not just the thing. It like extends inside,
it has like
inside the body. It looks like a water type Pokemon.
I'm getting
water
nauseous.
And psychic. Wait, what'd you say? Sorry?
I'm getting nauseous.
It speaks multiple really languages.
Sick. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a polyglot.
Yeah. Took AP Gov. Yeah.
Definitely.
It taught in Japan.
It's civically engaged. Yeah. Yeah. It passed its TOEFL training.
And doesn't talk about it. Doesn't talk about
doesn't
teaching,
talk
in,
about
Japan.
Teaching no, in Japan.
It's
no,
it's really humble.
Does talk about the TOEFL training though.
Yeah,
like, weird amount. Weird actually. Amount.
And it's like that's just the test that you take to like know how to teach English. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but
we could all do that.
The
right clit's now.
Like really proud that she did that.
<It's> okay.
Have you guys heard of TOEFL? And then someone else at the party's like, "Have you guys heard the clit's really big?"
Have you heard the good news?
Have you heard the good word?
And now she's like, "Say that in Japanese."
Could someone write in with how do you actually say that in Japanese? I do want to know now.
Yeah, I would love to learn.
Do we have a Japanese audience?
Probably.
Yeah.
No,
probably at
like
least
the
one.
Present to find out.
Well, this is exactly the guest we want for our Japanese audience.
Yes.
No. Yeah, oh, yes. Definitely.
Oh, yes. A fabulous actor, comedian, character, artiste.
Yes.
Jeremy Pinson.
Jeremy.
Hi.
And welcome to Two Nosy Meerkats,
welcome
everyone.
Welcome to Two Nosy Meerkats.
The podcast where... Our fun fact is that the clit studied
abroad.
Is that
I am Gabby's clit.
Lucas is my clit has always been separate from my body, and everyone knows this about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like a demon in his dark materials.
Oh, yeah. She carries it around in a little canopic jar. It's very cool.
Canopic jar?
Yeah, you know canopic jar?
No.
Really? It's the jars that the ancient Egyptians would use for, like, they would take out the entrails.
Oh, for their organs while they get, when they get entombed.
As they're getting embalmed.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
like,
a great idea.
Anubis head on a jar.
Are you a big Egypt head?
I definitely, you know, like, those gay-ass books with all of the little, like, fold-outs, like, Egyptology and, like, the Greek, I had all of those, yeah.
I had one as well. Yeah.
It's very, like, there's... Yeah. I think that a lot of people were big Egypt heads. My sister learned how to write in hieroglyphics.
There's so much interesting stuff that went on.
And the whole shit with, like, when they opened the tomb, like, that guy's canary dropped dead in London and, like, all the bad shit, like, the curse of King Tut, you know? Like, all the bad shit that started happening in, like, 1922. I read this book cover to cover, like, 18 times.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right
now. Yeah, they're
we are living in history.
Yeah, but my sister learned to write hieroglyphics, which I think is pretty gay.
Yeah. Wait. She was just drawing like fanfic porn. That was not hieroglyphics.
Wait. Was she just like drawing like leaves and birds and rivers and stuff and was like, oh, you're writing hieroglyphics? She was like, I'm doodling.
Yeah.
No, she like bought a book.
Whoa.
And learned how to speak in like write in hieroglyphics. Not speak.
Speak.
How do you speak in hieroglyphics? Leaf bird. Well,
yeah, bird.
Just
yeah.
Like she's saying, "How are you?"
Yeah, it's like listening in Braille. It's like,
yeah.
Speak for yourself.
No, actually, you know, I'm wrong. But there is actually probably like no, there is a spoken language. Absolutely. What I just said was very ignorant. I'm sorry to any ancient Egyptians that are
apologies.
Living today.
Listening in Braille? You wouldn't need to listen in Braille.
I think you just hear.
Because they can hear.
Yeah, you ever say something and you're like, this will work as a riff?
This is good.
unless you're Helen.
That's true. But she made do.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
And then some.
Yeah, she had a husband.
Did she?
Yeah.
She
did? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just thought of something.
Go for it.
What do you think she sounded like in bed?
Water.
Okay, that is like I think we should stop that riff there. That is like as appropriate that we've reached the ceiling of what's appropriate joke about her with.
I'm an Annie Sullivan head though. You know,
are you?
Oh yeah, Miracle Worker.
I can see that movie. For you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bancroft crushed it.
Yeah. Right. I watched that movie so many times with my grandma. She would like voice these like weird movies upon me. It was like that. It was like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. My Girl 1 and 2, if you're familiar. It's like these bad.
I remember
90s.
My Girl 1
My
or
Girl,
2.
Yeah, I just remember at the end of one of the My Girl movies, like the romantic interest gets stung by bees and dies. And
oh, was that Macaulay Culkin?
I think it was Macaulay Culkin.
Oh,
yeah.
And then like the little girl is like, he needs his glasses. He can't see without his glasses. And like that is so sad.
Yeah, it was really sad.
What about My Girl 1.5 with Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah, I love My Girl 1.5 with Timon and Pumbaa.
Lion King 1.5 was the most exciting movie for me in the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you love Timon.
Because famously, I wrote Timon and Pumbaa a letter when I was like 4. And I said, you guys can't get married. You're both boys.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
I had like the 3-disc DVD set of Lion King 1.5.
Yeah.
It had really fun games that you could play.
Yes.
Oh my God. I love the DVD games.
Yes. The DVD games were so fun. And you would play it by using like the DVD player remote.
Yes.
So fun.
Man. I had that before I ever had video games.
Oh,
so that was big for me.
Oh, yeah.
I miss culture.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We've come.
Spy Kids 3D also had a game you could play. They had like that race that you could play it on the DVD.
I never played that one.
Oh,
I feel like that was also in the era of like, I don't know, like Disney and Nickelodeon having like online Flash games based on like their video, like movies.
Slower.
There was definitely like a Suite Life of Zack and Cody like game online.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was the one where like their heads are photoshopped onto these tiny bodies.
Exactly.
I do remember that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they were walking through the Tipton.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I was never on Disney Plus, but Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, they had great
games. They had amazing
games.
Oh
my God.
There was like a Total Drama Island game on the Cartoon Network site.
Yeah. There was
what happened in that game?
I don't know. I don't really remember. I think you were running from that chef. You guys remember Chef on that
Gordon Ramsay?
It wasn't Gordon Ramsay. He was like...
Oh, I'd run toward.
Someone wrote in last week about Gordon Ramsay saying that he has these shows where like you can see his whole ass.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Mm. Like
I think
bear?
It's,
bear ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's more of an otter.
I need
I've learned terminology.
I think enough people writing in your mentions that
you're
going to learn something.
It's like, yeah, it's education you didn't ask for. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you actually taught me something.
I think I did teach you something.
Well, it was, I made a video about it where it's.
Everything is content.
Everything is.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think this is?
Fuck, is this content? Damn it.
Damn it. Oh.
rats.
I thought we were just talking.
I thought we were just riffing.
I thought the cameras were just kind of.
I thought this is always how people talk.
Yeah. But you, we were talking. It was like me, Sam, Robert, and you. And
yes.
We had gotten Popeyes. And we were talking about if Twinks are 100%
Twinks
of Twinks are also
are always
bottoms.
And I would say that is so not true, categorically.
Yes.
Twinks are often tops, and I think Twink tops are really scary.
I completely agree. They're absolutely sinister.
Wait, what? Why is it sinister?
I feel like they have the devil inside them.
Yes, they do.
I'll say that. I think when like a really skinny man is ultimately also very dominant, it's like...
Yeah.
Wait, can I ask?
That wasn't like me being like, if Lucas is dominant, we're going to have a problem.
Well, Lucas does have the devil inside him.
Yeah, but for different reasons.
Unaffiliated. No, it's because I subletted a little bit of space inside me.
Exactly.
To the
that's
devil.
Totally true.
To make ends meet.
Well, how much are you charging?
not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. Yeah. Not enough. No, but I wanted to, finish briefly. So like you said, no, not necessarily like a lot are, but they don't always line up. And I was like, oh, like the Electoral College and the popular vote?
Exactly.
It's a lot like that.
It is a lot like that.
In the popular vote, everyone's always bottoming. Yeah. In the Electoral College, everyone's always bottoming.
It's been gerrymandered a lot. our culture has been gerrymandered to believe that everyone is a bottom. But there are evil twink tops among us.
I feel like I know a couple of evil twink tops, and they're the kind of people where if we're going out to lunch, I know they aren't sexually interested in me, but I put on like full face of makeup. I'm like, I'm not receiving any judgment from these people. Or I will kill myself.
Yeah. And it's like the skinniest, meanest gay man you've ever seen. Yeah. And he's ordering like a full like hamburger and like fries, and you're like, I know you're not bottoming after this. Like, you're evil. You're evil.
And they hate women.
Yeah.
They hate women so much.
They hate women.
Vaginas. Ew. Yeah.
They're like, you're disgusting. They're like, kill yourself. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I sent Dua Lipa a bomb threat.
Yeah. They pick up the phone, they're like, hey, bitch. And they're like, it's my mom. Like, hey, mom. You're like, oh my God.
We're going to have a twink serial killer soon, and I can't wait.
And then we're going to have like an HBO miniseries about the twink serial killer. It's going to be a whole thing.
RuPaul narrates.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, but RuPaul's like behind the camera, who's like not even mic'd, but like is asking questions. You can hear it like through like residual audio. Yeah.
And RuPaul's just in the room while it's being produced and is just asking questions.
But you can hear from the back. RuPaul's like, so you saw the twig.
Yeah.
And then what did the twig say to you?
That's really good, RuPaul.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been working on it.
It's like the slight breathiness where he's asking a question that is meant to be condescending. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely. What do you have planned for us?
Yeah.
That's very good. What's your stance on Rue?
I love people who frack, first and foremost.
Good.
I actually love RuPaul. I'll go on the record and say I love RuPaul. I have no problems with it. I love Drag Race. I don't know. I think that RuPaul's a legend for a reason. I think that his views are crazy, and he's like obviously a crazy person, but we stan.
Mm. I have the exact same opinion. Yeah. I feel like Rue is someone who's like, like almost the I was gonna say the gay Ellen, as if Ellen's not gay. But like,
I know what you mean.
But doesn't that say so much?
I know.
Doesn't that say so much about Ellen? Yeah. Where do you stand on Ellen?
Oh, I love people who frack. I mean, I also will go on record to say I love Ellen DeGeneres.
I love Ellen. Thank you.
I think that she's a despicable person, but does that mean I have to dislike her? No.
That's what I think. I've been saying
we know terrible people.
Yeah, we know personally. Name them. And I love them too.
First and last name, social security numbers. Socials.
I wish I had their socials. Oh my God, it'd be so fun.
That would be fun. What could you do?
What do I think about Ellen? I don't know. There was a kid in my high school who like came out as gay, and he played football, and he went on Ellen.
Wait, what?
Wait, like, could you pull the mic a little closer to you?
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know. I know someone who was on Ellen because he like was a football player, and then he came out as gay, and that was like a big deal in St. Louis.
Oh my God. Wait, was it before Ellen or post Ellen?
It was post Ellen coming out, but it was like pre Ellen's fall from grace.
Yeah.
Mm. Like right before the fall from grace.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
What was the interview like?
It was a good interview. No, literally that was literally the vibe. Yeah. No, I think the interview was like really, really good, and then halfway through Ellen threw a stapler at her intern, and then it was all over. No,
yeah, it's so
know.
True.
Do you think he taught her how to throw?
Oh, definitely. he's actually an accomplice. He aided and abetted intern abuse, unfortunately.
I've been saying that Ellen should come back, have the same Ellen persona, but just like gleefully beat the shit out of her staff. Like.
Yeah, she needs to like make it into a bit.
I agree.
Like,
wait, what if she became the new Vince McMahon?
Wait, who's Vince McMahon?
He was the head of WWE.
Oh,
yeah. Who looks insane now.
Definitely.
Looks crazy, dyed hair. He's had like... You could tell that he's had like a lot of work done. He's like, oh my God.
If you're the head of WWE and you don't look fucking insane, you're doing your job wrong. Like you're doing a disservice.
I would love to see Ellen on WWE.
She'd get her shit rocked.
Could you beat up Ellen?
I don't think I could, because I think that she would play dirty.
You're right.
I think that she would go for my knees.
She would pull hair.
Wait, yeah, she would are you hair. Not able to play dirty?
I mean, I like to think that I don't go there.
You have a clean soul.
I have a clean soul. Think so. But like, I think if I was like having to fight someone physically, like I wouldn't like go for the face or go for the knees. But I think Ellen would, you know?
Yeah, she totally would.
She totally would. She would like, they'd be like, okay, like wrestle. And then she'd be like, I need to kill him.
Mm-hmm. She'd like, go for like your eyes.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
yeah,
I need eyes. A gun.
Yeah. And then she would, yeah, she would definitely like have like beforehand, like sharpen her nails into points and like,
oh,
you
wow.
know, I think so.
Oh my God.
I had a babysitter growing up who sharpened her nails into points.
What?
Yeah. She was a terrifying girl.
What was her deal?
Her deal was like mean goth girl who lived across the street from me.
So fun.
She actually showed me what gay porn was because she used to draw anime gay porn, and I was like, "What's that?"
Okay, I'm scared to ask, but how old was she, and how old were you at the time?
I was probably like 11, and she was probably like 15. And so I was like,
victimless crime.
Yeah,
victimless crime.
Yeah. Ultimately, I'm no
social
worse
security
off.
Number, name, and address. Yeah,
if you're out there, Aaron.
She drew.
Thank you.
So wait, who hired her?
Was my it parents.
Your parents.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. What kind of gay porn? Like, are we talking like Kurt and Blaine?
Yeah, kind of, except it was more like anime vibes. But
okay.
Yeah, it was like Kurt and Blaine.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
do you know who Kurt and Blaine is?
Of course not.
Okay. Kurt and Blaine are from the hit TV show Glee.
Glee.
Oh, I thought that was the name of gay porn stars. I was like,
Kurt,
but I still don't
Kurt
know.
Kurt and Blaine would be an amazing porn star name.
Blaine,
we're
going to
leave
like,
that there for a budding OnlyFans creator.
Everything is content, kids. Remember.
Yeah.
I think Kurt and
I've
Blaine
also
are...
never seen Glee, so yeah.
If you want like unwanted education, you should watch Glee.
We should do it for the Patreon, what we did with
We
the
should.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, we should. We watched a smidgen of the L word.
Oh my God. Stop.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it all the way through, but I know. I've seen the compilations. I've seen the Shane compilations.
Oh, you would be a Shane head.
Yeah.
I so see it.
I'm obsessed
with it. Because Shane is like a hot twink, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but like also.
Wait, what, would she be a bottom or a top?
No,
what
Shane's
is
a stone top.
Yeah, yeah.
A stone top?
It works differently with lesbians.
A top who goes on top but doesn't move.
Kind of.
Like, kind of. Statuesque. Yeah. Is that you when you have sex, Lucas?
Are you a stone top?
Are you a stone? Lucas is a pillow princess.
Me too.
No, I'm not. Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Okay. Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm projecting. I'm a pillow princess. So you and me, we're really aligned.
I knew.
The
spiritually.
Idea of me lying down and having needs met. What are you talking about?
That's true.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Lounging and having my needs met.
I love lounging around.
Me.
Oh, it is
too.
Nice to lounge around. I've never done it. It sounds nice.
Yeah. Shane is like. Here's the other thing about Shane. Shane is a listener.
Yeah.
So like she's a stone top, but also the reason that she pulls so much is because she treats every girl like they're the most like special girl in the
yes.
world. And she really is like, yeah, let me like meet your needs.
Totally.
And she's the only one of that friend group who's nice.
Yes. And she is just effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
In a way, I don't know, the sex scene on the toilet.
Yes.
You know the one I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Audrey Black references it in her stand-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've yet to see that episode.
Yeah, that scene is crazy because they have sex on a toilet and they're kind of like get discovered, they're not like Hollywood needs you.
Oh my God, Lord Michaels.
The manager's like, okay, this is amazing.
Oh my God, you're gonna be a,
I'm gonna
star.
Make you a star.
You've got it.
Yeah. It's like Shane walks in on them and is like, oh, sorry, because
yeah.
she just never judges. But
exactly.
The other thing about that scene is they are peeing while they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Peeing? No, women can do it too.
Okay. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're allowed.
I've never thought about that.
They got their own hole and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 1920.
Wow.
We were allowed.
It was when you were allowed.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Same time we were allowed to vote.
Wow.
That is so That is so precious. Oh my god,
always multitasking.
I know. I'm always peeing and voting.
Susan B. Anthony was out there pissing in the streets, like ready to go, ready to
voting recklessly. McKinley.
Did she vote for McKinley?
Who? She? Who? What?
Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony? No, I don't.
What was her voting record? Did she vote for Trump?
Do you think she voted for Jill Stein. Oh, I think she would have voted for Jill Stein. Mm.
And she was a Hillary girl for sure.
Yeah.
She was racist. She was openly racist. A lot of people are like shitting on her grave because
she was
a terrible
person. Well,
I'm proud
of her for not being in the closet about that.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, was she a lesbian as well?
No, just racist.
And you,
just racist. God damn it.
Lucas said she was openly racist. So I was like, I'm glad she wasn't
like
closeted. Oh.
Yeah.
Behind closed doors.
Racists have had such a horrible time never being able to express themselves.
Nah, I know. God.
It's truly the worst.
Yeah.
What was your childhood like?
Besides Aaron,
shout out. I think my childhood was relatively good. I don't know. I had a nice time. Yeah.
Were you an only child?
No. You have a sister, right?
I have a sister. Remember. I have a younger sister. She's 6 years younger. Shout out Audrey. She's 20.
Wow.
Turning 21 in August.
That's so
We're thinking
so
about
young.
Raging. We're going to do some kind of trip. No. Yeah. I have an older sister. Well, I have an older brother. I don't know. I feel like I'm very older brother vibes. Like, I'm very, like, I don't know, protective of, like, my people. Aww. And... yeah, I had a great time.
What is your older brother like? Is he a protective sort?
No, so
well?
I am an older brother. That's
oh, you,
what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah. So how many siblings do you have?
I have one.
Just one. Okay, just the one.
I'm just
see,
inart-
I understand.
I'm just inarticulate.
I'm also the older sibling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We carry the unique burden of being the only ones who are actually people.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Whoa. I feel like it wasn't until recently where, like, my sister was, like, an adult person. We're going to be in different phases of life for a while because we're 6 years apart.
Well, they
and
just
so,
don't know what we did for them.
Yeah. Like, we're pioneers.
Just
what did you do? Just bearing the brunt of your parents, like, figuring out how to parent?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I feel like she had more free reign than I did in a lot of respects.
Correct.
I also think that I was I was her babysitter. Like, she didn't have to have an Aaron. You know what I mean?
So no one could show her gay porn.
No one could show her gay porn. And no one would
No, but you got to show her gay porn.
I got to. No,
You didn't have to.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. No, I never did that. That would be crazy. But
can I say right answer?
Yeah.
Great
that
answer.
That would be crazy.
As answers to prompts go,
yeah,
well done.
That would be crazy. But I feel like I got to, like, babysit my sister, which was kind of a fun vibe, much more so than, like, I remember it was to the point where I was, like, 12, she was 6, and then my parents kind of thought that we still needed a babysitter, so, like, they hired someone, not a different girl named Valerie, not Aaron. Shout out Valerie. And she was, like, 13, and I was like, this girl is 1 year older than me. I was like, get out of here, Valerie. Like, let me just hang out with my sister.
Yeah, that's, like, crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
It is a huge step when you're allowed to be at home, like, under your own supervision.
Alone. Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So good.
And, like, watch a littler person as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to really enjoy, like, I would get, like, maybe 3 hours a month where I was in my house by myself.
Yeah.
And those were, like, the best.
What did
moments.
You do when you were home alone?
I would, like, I would basically take long baths.
Whoa.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
That's such a mature relaxation.
That feels like
move.
A really vulnerable place to put yourself in when you're home alone.
I should have been masturbating, but I was just taking,
been.
Like, long.
¿Por qué no los dos?
The bath is more, like, reflective than masturbatory, and also I feel like when you masturbate in the bath, you just overheat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Maybe that's just one woman's experience, and you
I've,
guys.
I've never jacked it in the bath. I've never.
You ever jacked in the bath?
I jacked in the bath. Oh yeah.
You didn't overheat?
I don't take very hot baths. I mean, I do take hot baths, but, like, I'm not.
Ice bath.
I take
ice bucket challenge.
I take lukewarm baths. Yeah, I don't know where my body ends and the water begins. It's amazing, and I'm jerking it the whole time. No, I No, I don't really take baths regularly. I used to, but I feel like I don't overheat in them. I don't know. I like wait till it cools down.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know. I understand. Oh, well, I was thinking maybe you were like doing like ice bucket challenge vibes.
I did take ice baths as well when I was a runner.
Were you? Yeah. Oh, you? Oh, because you were an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does it do for you? What does it do for the muscles?
So that's a great question. I have no definitive answers. It makes you feel crazy.
Well, this has been a good
It actually segment. Is really like at a certain point, I think it relaxes your muscles and helps with blood flow and like circulation. Yeah. And I mean, it's hell for the first like minute or two. Like your body like shuts down and then you almost like go numb kind of. And then it feels great. And then you get out and you feel amazing. It's nice.
That'd
yeah,
so
I should
lovely.
Do it.
I took ice baths like pretty regularly for like five or six
wow.
years. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What was it like being a runner? Like, when did you get into it?
I started running in like middle school. Mm-hmm. And then I ran through college. And I ran club cross country freshman year. And then, like, if I hadn't done theater in college, I would have run track. Like, those were, like, my two things. And I, like, talked about walking on GW track team. Didn't do that. And then I ran throughout college just, like, recreationally /, like, sometimes competitively. And then, like, during COVID, I was like, wait, this shit sucks. I was like, wait, my whole body hurts so bad all the time. Mm-hmm. Like... I have chronic lower back pain from like a lifting injury and like I have like just various injuries from like years of wear and tear because I'm so old.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, this actually is not serving me at all. I'm being like really competitive with myself for like actually no reason. So I started doing like yoga and cycling and climbing and other stuff that were like low impact. And now I feel like amazing. And I honestly haven't run in like multiple years and it's been awesome.
Cycling's my favorite.
I loved the time I spent running like competitively. It was so fun to be like on a team and do that, but also no, I'm over it.
Yeah.
How did you like get on? Were you like offered a bunch of different athletic options and you were like, oh no, this is the one for me, like in middle school or something?
Yeah. Well, it was funny because it was like really expensive to play all the other sports. Like I was gonna maybe play lacrosse, but then you had to like buy all of your lax gear. Bless you.
Excuse me.
You had to buy all your lax gear and like cleats and like all this bullshit. And,
I'm
like,
sorry. It's also embarrassing to be walking around with that gay little net.
Yeah, I agree. Being like,
yeah. You look like SpongeBob jellyfishing.
Yeah, it's kind of a humiliating
like a
sport.
Net.
And what are you wearing? Like a helmet?
I guess.
Am I wrong about that?
I don't think I've seen helmets in any. I've never seen a lacrosse game. I don't know what I'm saying. Why am I contributing to this?
No one's playing. I feel like lacrosse had a huge moment in like 2016. And it's like it doesn't need to be around anymore.
Lacrosse, I feel like, never actually had a moment, but people perceived a moment happening just because it got referenced a lot.
Definitely.
I feel like you're very good at knowing what year certain things had moments. Like I was thinking about this. You know what's having a moment right now?
Mm.
Like, oh, I forgot.
Wow.
No, I remembered. Okay.
Okay.
Like the French dip. It's like the sandwich that you dip into the juice.
Oh, like, yeah. To me, though, French dip
You mean a sauce?
No, it's like soup.
Oh.
To me, French dip feels very 2015.
But it's coming back.
Okay,
What is the French dip?
You know, like au jus?
Au jus? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it on a menu.
You know, zooby zooby zooby.
You know,
zooby zooby zooby.
No, we're gonna get flagged by. We can't sing songs.
Okay.
Copyright.
Wow. Okay. What are you, Don Draper, to my Megan the Secretary?
I thought you were about to say Megan the Stallion. I was like, where the fuck is this?
Hang on.
Where the fuck is
that's
this
a crossover?
Going?
I never knew I needed.
That's her name, right? On Mad Men, Megan.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Elizabeth Olsen.
No. The French girl. Who Dawn marries.
I didn't watch Mad Men. I watched the first season of Mad Men.
Oh my God, spoiler
I've
alert.
I've never seen a single episode of Mad Men.
I need to watch.
Okay.
It's been on my list for so long.
Well, I know, made up a jingle for Mad Men that
isn't... Oh yeah,
isn't,
you did?
That
wait,
isn't
go for it.
Mad Men, the men who are mad. Mad Men, the men are so mad. Okay, anyway, au jus is coming back.
Okay.
So au jus is like, it's like kind of a, like, basically beef soup. Okay. And then
it's like beef drippings. Like that's basically what it
drippings.
Is.
Oh,
drippings. I love it when you say that. Yeah.
Drippings.
It's hard, strong, tender drippings.
Syrup. But like
it's like, cow syrup.
Yeah, it's a cow syrup.
And you slurp it. You
dunk
it
your
out of
beef,
a cow.
You dunk your beef in it. and it's good as hell.
Yeah.
Okay, there's this crazy chain, quick plug, for a St. Louis fast food chain that has au jus called Lion's Choice.
Ooh.
And get this. Oh, it's so good. Oh my God, I wish it was nationwide. It's actually the best place ever.
Uh-huh.
Imagine decadent sesame bun, like really soft bun, and then just like really thin cut of whatever meat you want, of like roast beef, turkey, other beef if you want, ham,
and
whatever.
Beef and turkey?
Can you have them together?
Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah, in a big way, that's allowed. And then they have a little, like next to the little pumps for mayo and ketchup and mustard, they have au jus. And so you could get au jus and dip your fries and your sandwiches in au jus.
Stop.
It was fucking awesome. Wait, and it'd be like $3 a sandwich.
$3?
I'm literally not even kidding. Yeah. Yeah, it was like $3 or $4.
What are we
doing?
Let's go to St. Louis.
Have you ever had demi-glaze sauce?
No.
My God, demi-glaze?
I don't think so.
This is one of the most, like, I would have like a full glass of this if I could. And it's just what it is. It's like, it's a beef sauce, but made especially with the bone marrow.
Ooh.
And so it's like full of collagen.
Ooh.
And so it becomes like really, 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 really thick. And you like you boil it down, and then when it cools, it becomes like a jelly.
Whoa!
And so you just heat it up again, and then it becomes a sauce. And oh my god, I've had it poured over omuraisu. Have you ever omuraisu?
Yeah.
It's like a Japanese omelet.
Yeah.
It's like over a bed of fried rice, and it's like an omelet, but it's like it's really runny in the center, but it's sealed around, and it becomes almost like a really sort of soft water balloon, and then you sort of lay it on top of the rice, you cut it open, and then it opens out over the rice, and then you pour the demi-glaze sauce
on top. Why do so many Japanese delicacies also kind of sound like IKEA contraptions?
Definitely.
You know?
It does a little bit.
Where like it's sealed over, and then it becomes this balloon.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know how to put this together.
It's so hard to make. It's hard to make.
I bet, yeah.
I tried.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Good for you for trying.
Yeah.
I think that I would love to eat that. I don't know. I was having a really visceral reaction as you were explaining that to me, because that sounds incredible.
Omar Rice had its moment in like 2020.
I would say 2015, because it had a lot of BuzzFeed coverage.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of BuzzFeed
coverage. I'm getting vague like that from BuzzFeed.
Them trying to recreate it.
Yeah.
When was the salted caramel moment?
Salted caramel never went away, baby.
Really?
No, but I know what you mean, because there was a lot of literature about salted caramel.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
I've never read about it.
Salted caramel in the rye.
Yeah. Yeah. J.D. Saltinger. It's so stupid.
Yeah, no, it did have a big, everywhere there was like salted caramel latte, salted caramel ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel like that's still available.
Definitely,
but it was like a
thing.
Moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lavender had a moment, I feel like.
Lavender definitely had a moment.
2 years ago or last year.
Yeah.
Lavender, I would say in the last 3 years.
You know what's been kind of like having a subtle moment for a little while is like an Earl Grey ice cream.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's been having a moment for a while.
I love that shit.
It's so good.
I think things that taste like teas, yes. Things that taste like teas are like immaculate to me. I think it's incredible. I one time was pickling red onions. This is during COVID. This is a Lucas thing, I feel like. This is my corollary to like sourdough, whatever that people were doing. I was pickling a lot.
Sourdough.
Yeah. Boring.
I know.
I was pickling stuff, and I was pickling red onions like all the time, and I put a black tea bag in the jar with the stuff, and it was fucking awesome.
Whoa.
It was like one of the best things I've ever made. Yeah. And I put it on sandwiches and stuff. Whew. Yeah.
COVID was really a time for culinary experimenting.
Totally.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And nothing.
A lot of people
nothing
to get
bad
frontier
happened.
Skills.
Yeah. And nothing. Yeah. 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 We were experimenting in the kitchen and having an amazing time.
I'm so glad that was all it is. Nothing weird came from it.
I actually have a question, which is that if we were put right into another quarantine, is there something you would? No, that's not the funny bit.
Well, I'm just thinking about. I just had this vision in my head of like. All of us are like plopped, you know, we're like the toys in Toy Story.
Oh yeah.
And we're just plopped into another quarantine and given several enrichment activities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's my
question.
That
sounds awesome.
What would you spend your time doing?
I think I would do what I did last time.
Yeah.
I would do it again, only better.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of yoga. I was doing like daily yoga.
Yoga with Adrian?
Yeah.
love that's that girl. My girl.
I think if I had to meet one living American, it would be Adrian. I'm obsessed with her. I think that she's amazing. I think she's an incredible human being.
This is like on the like 36 questions to fall in love literally quiz. It starts with like who would you take to dinner, dead or alive? You're like yoga with Adrian.
Yoga with Adrian. I'm actually being so serious.
Do you think how many times do you think she is like referred to as yoga with Adrian? She's like, my name's Adrian. It's just Adrian.
Yeah. Yoga. No, if I saw her, yeah. My name middle name yoga. With last name. Adrian.
My name is With.
With is a family name.
Please, my father was Adrian. Call me With.
Y W A. Oh my god.
Why would you meet her? I mean, I would meet her too.
She's amazing. I think she literally carried me through COVID.
She's like, incredible.
And I think that her energy is incredible. I think that she, as someone who is somewhat of a perfectionist, like I think I do yoga to like relinquish a lot of that, and like her practice is so built around letting go of your perfectionism. Yes. And just like being silly and being ugly and fucking around, and like I don't know, I love it.
She also talks about the body in a way that's very easy to understand.
Yes, it's very like intuitive.
Yeah,
I don't know, I like her a lot. And her dog Benji, I'm obsessed with her.
I love Benji.
And the other girlies on YouTube doing yoga don't hold a candle to her.
Not what is it they miss?
They don't everything. Have they're not like they're trying to be her, you know what I mean? And like
they don't have it.
There's another girl, yoga with Bird, and I'm not making that up. Her name is Bird, I think.
I thought it was just like with. A parrot.
Yeah, her name is actually just... With. With, comma, yoga bird.
Yoga with yoga bird.
It's like she's like in a classroom and the teacher mispronounces it. Is Wythe here?
What?
Wythe?
She's like, no. No. And she's good too. She's fine. If I'm like, if I've seen too much Adrian, I'm like, I guess it's yoga with Bird.
Yeah.
But like a lot of these other
how
girlies.
How much yoga with Adrian are you watching? You're like, ugh, I really need.
I've done all
I need
of
to
her
change
classes.
No, I understand.
I've done every single one of her classes.
Is she not making new shit?
Yeah, she is, I guess. I haven't really been keeping up, but.
Oh. She got married recently.
Oh, ah.
Yeah.
So what's her new lesson?
There's Mr. With.
Yeah.
Mr. With.
That's Mr. Yoga. Yoga to you.
Yeah. I follow her on the gram. She's married.
She's
and
amazing.
And Benji was in the wedding ceremony.
Oh, of course he was.
He's amazing.
Oh. She's been doing it for like 10 years. But yeah, I don't know. She carried me through COVID. I like, she's a real one. And actually, I was doing yoga with this girl I went to GW with who like wasn't a friend of mine. We were like mutual friends kind of. And then I remember her posting on Instagram like once at the beginning of lockdown, like, hey, I'm going to be like doing like at home yoga classes. And I was like, whatever, I'll just go to one in my parents' basement. Literally from then on, like I took her yoga class also like almost every day through COVID, and we became like real friends. She like lives in New York now. She's like a friend of mine. Like, yeah, it was a really cool thing.
Really amazing to like build a parasocial relationship with.
Totally.
Or like with someone and then become their real friend.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys do that? Is that like
No. We met in person. Okay. We did.
But I did do that recently with other podcasters.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
I have been listening to this baseball podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Baseball Barbacast. If anyone's a baseball fan, listen to Jake Mintz and Jordan Schusterman on Baseball Barbacast. So I've been listening to that podcast since like 2011 or something.
Whoa.
Wow.
When they were like, so they're like my age. Yeah. So they've been like randomly podcasting since they were like really young.
Oh, hell yeah.
Since they were teenagers. Jesus.
Yeah, since they were teenagers. And they finally like they got big. They got into sports journalism and they created an email address. And they were like, you can always email us at Baseball Barbacast. So I started emailing them like questions about baseball. Then as they would respond to the questions, I'd be like, by the way, I love you guys so much. Like, I've been listening to the pod a long time. Here's a video of me talking about baseball. And I sent them this video called 3 Minute Baseball.
Oh, this is, have you not seen this?
No.
This is her.
Oh my God, I need
it.
To hear about
so
this.
So it's this video of me. I'm 10 years old. In this video, I don't smile once.
Hey, this is Gabby Brown live from the town.
It's me. I'm like pretending to type on this laptop. And then I look at the screen. I go, hello, everybody, and welcome to 3 Minute Baseball. My name is Gabrielle Brown, live from the town. And today we are going to talk about problems and issues in baseball today.
Oh, my God. Problems and issues in baseball.
And then I start making up these questions from listeners, and I'm like, there's a baseball novice in Arkansas who wants to know. And then I would like have them say like, really just like generic questions. I'd be like, he wants to know who will win the rookie of the year. And then I'll say things like, I've heard that it's a tight race between these two players. I don't think so at all.
You're like dropping truth bombs.
Oh my God.
I love that. Throughout this episode, is the most like kind of like awkward, like little kid with clear autism, like talking about.
Wait, what did they say about the Hyperfix?
They loved it, and they particularly loved, I actually mentioned one of their favorite players, who's a guy named Dan Ugla. And they actually have a segment on their podcast called The Good, The Bad, The Ugla.
Okay.
And
that's sick.
I wrote it and I was like, I was really into Dan Ugla too. In fact, here's this video of me talking about him. But I pronounce his name Ugla.
Oh.
And then. I wrote into them enough that I think eventually they realized that like I wasn't insane. And yeah, I also wasn't trying to like fuck either of them because they're both like married.
Yeah.
So they both hopefully like realized that I was not going to hook up with either of them. And then one of them, like I wrote this really compelling question about, I was watching an episode of The Real Housewives. I think like the first ever episode of The Real Housewives. Oh, wow. The one that took place in Anaheim.
Oh, wow.
And
early
talking about this like prospect, this like MLB prospect who was like in the middle of going through the draft. And I was like, whatever happened to this guy? Like, do you know? And then one of them did a deep dive into, like, exactly what happened to him and, like, how it, like, didn't line up with the show at all. And he goes, by the way, here's my number if you ever want to text about baseball.
Whoa.
And so
we,
like, started texting, and now I'm in their fantasy league.
Oh, I love that.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
It's funny that podcasters also have parasocial relationships with other podcasters.
Yeah. Well, it's also funny. It's striking to me that you were, like, doing a little talk show as a kid. That's, like, that's so cute. That feels like it's always been a part of you. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, 100%.
I love that.
But it was also...
You were such a little mogul. A little...
Yeah.
A little entrepreneur.
Kathy, yeah.
Welcome to Bitcoin Central with Gabrielle Brown, live from the town.
Live from the town.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, a Bitcoin, like, 11-year-old who's, like, into Bitcoin as a child?
You know that those people are out there.
Oh, 100%. Oh, God. And they have channels that they've started already.
Oh, definitely.
About
and
this
then
is why we can't get rid of
TikTok. Like business tween, and then they're like, welcome, I'm gonna take Ethereum to the moon, and then I'm like,
take Ethereum to the moon.
Send a guy to their house, we need to end this.
Welcome, now it's time to teach you about chapter 11. That's what I have to file for because my Ethereum didn't go the way I hoped. Exactly.
The reason why we need more blockchain is because it's decentralized and it's stored on every computer. And he just gives every detail about it. Yeah.
I was watching Shark Tank recently.
So good.
So good. I'm sorry. It's like late stage capitalism vibes in a way that
I have an idea for Shark Tank right here.
Oh my God.
I have an idea for Shark Tank.
Wait.
Right.
Tell me
fucking
about...
here.
Wait, should we be the sharks and you can pitch us?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Which shark are you going to be?
I'm going to be the the blonde woman but like not the hot one.
I know you're talking. I'm going to be Mr. Wonderful. I have Botox.
Wait, okay. I think these two have kissed.
You and me, baby.
Okay, so
this welcome
is
my, to Shark Tank.
Welcome, yeah,
okay,
what's your
this
pitch?
This is my idea, Mama. For Shark Tank. It's oh yeah, you're mewing.
Just give us the fucking idea, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to hear all your bullshit.
Okay, so in essence, it's a Keurig but for garlic bread. So this is what happens. So you have it's a special machine, right? It's a special machine where you load your bread. And it's already like corrugated with a line so that you can put in whatever kind of flavored butter you want. Could be garlic, could be a cinnamon sugar if you want something sweet, could be a variety of different flavors that you then you pop it in, you press the on button. By the way, there's also speakers and it like ties into the Amazon Alexa ecosystem. What? So you can play whatever you want. You can ask it to go and you know. And so and here's the thing. It's what if bread was a show? And so there's a glass window where you're able to watch the flavored butter pour into,
I'm
and
seeing,
it goes through.
I'm seeing
all
there's
of...
a handprint on this from friend of the show, Tia Sieben.
Yeah, yeah, that was her quote. What if Brett was a show?
Which makes me wonder how high you both were when you came up with this idea.
And I have to wonder, what does it do?
Yes.
It makes you bread, and it sings you tunes.
Yes.
So you're in character. Okay. What? But, Barbara, what do you think of this crap?
Oh, I forgot my name actually is Barbara. Yeah,
your name
you're right.
Is Barbara.
My name is Barbara. And I would just like to know, who's your target demographic for this?
My target demographic are the people like me.
Listen, I don't know why you wouldn't just... This is becoming Trump. I don't know why you wouldn't just use the oven, okay? So for that reason, I'm out.
Now, you had me at butter, okay? And so I'm wondering,
you're crazy,
are there
Barbara.
Different...
You're
I know.
Crazy.
Should we kiss later?
Yeah.
I know that there are so many different kinds of butter out there, but are there butter cartridges that you put into the machine?
Absolutely. So, you know how, like, the Keurig, they have, like, all the different kinds of coffee, different flavors that come in their own little pod?
Yes.
Whatever mood you're in, you can just put that pod in, boom, you get that kind of cup
right.
of coffee. Whatever kind of bread you're into, whatever kind of thing you just want baked into the carb of your choice.
How do you make the bread? I'm interested
No.
Again.
The bread is already pre-made.
Why is
bread
it made?
Oh.
Already. How's it made?
It's
How's it made?
So, wait, that actually, that confused
you know,
me
you
more.
You know bread is made, don't you?
But do you make... You don't make it in the machine?
No. You buy the bread is already made. The bread is already made.
And look, kid, you're not going to go very far in life talking like this. Okay?
I think that I'm just down for like a
kiss bread comes
later.
Pre-packaged. The bread comes pre-packaged.
Can
right?
a shark pitch me a kiss?
I'll take a 100% stake in your kiss. Later.
I'll take 50% of one lip and 50% of the other lip, which adds up to 100% of both lips.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
no,
it, does.
It doesn't.
Are you going to go against Mr. Wonderful? Mr. Wonderful is God.
I don't think you guys are taking my idea very seriously.
I think, personally, I'm out, but I will take a couple of butter cartridges for later as well.
Can you just cut open the butter cartridges and give me the butter to slurp?
So stupid.
Why were you watching Shark Tank?
Oh, because, oh God.
You're not allowed to watch Shark Tank?
Well, I actually had a reason. It was because, well, we were talking about little kids. There was a little kid on Shark Tank that had an idea for a better umbrella. So fucking stupid. He was like, I dropped out of elementary school to become a mogul. And I was like, you need to get back into school, please. This is so late stage capitalism.
You can't drop out of elementary school.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Where are your parents? But the reason I was watching Shark Tank is because I was on my friend's couch in LA. I got really sick on my LA trip like last month. Aww. I think I got norovirus and my friend was out of town. My friend who I was staying with was out of town. And then my other friend who I was like hanging out with was at work. And so I was just like alone in my friend's apartment. Like I was gonna like go to the beach and be vacationing. And I was just like in her apartment, like shitting my guts out watching Shark Tank.
My God.
It was,
oh, no.
It was cool in its
but
own way.
But that's a good show to watch when you're sick.
Yeah,
one,
no, it was
it's always
good.
On.
Yeah.
Two, my personal favorite part about Shark Tank is seeing people who have, like, just previously kind of slid by in the world, like,
yes.
bullshitting their way through life.
In a big
get,
way.
Get, like, shat on by people who know what they're talking about.
Yes.
And I don't care that it's capitalism. I just like watching that.
Is this what you've always wanted to say to that kind of person, but you never had the words to, nor the authority?
Not
is it
me.
Like that?
Not me. It's just there are people who like get away with it. There's people who like go through life just kind of talking, and everyone just buys it because they're articulate enough and scammy enough, but they don't have the numbers.
Totally. Mm. There was a guy in my... when I first moved here in my first BCC improv class.
Oh, say that.
With Sam Schaefer, Julia Zenn, Tony Ferraro, Meredith Dietz, Lindsay Leonard.
Okay,
and this,
all 13.
I know. And this guy who was on Shark Tank and like won Shark Tank for a desk that suction cups to your window and folds down.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of a good idea, but this guy was like, yeah, like the first thing he told us was like, yeah, I have a patent. And he would
wear a credit for a comedy show.
I was like, that is so crazy. And he was wearing these like really tight, like almost capris. It was like he became wealthy, and then like the Shark Tank money got to his head, and he became like terrible. But he has a patent.
And he's thank God.
But I was like, ultimately, we're in the same BCC level 2 improv class.
What was his reason for taking an improv class?
I think that he was one of those men who are like lost in tech. You know what I mean? Mm. Or maybe those men who are in tech who are lost, who fill the void.
You
with
can't
improv.
Say that. I feel like you just had like, oh, we can't say homeless. We have to say unhoused.
Yeah.
We can't say lost in tech. We have to say in tech, but lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Because lost in tech sounds cool. This person was not a cool guy.
Okay.
What was his
no offense?
What was his improv like? No
oh, offense. Wasn't good.
Okay. And every scene he'd be like, "I have a patent."
Yeah,
I have a patent.
I think he only came to like 3 classes because I guess his patent like took off. he's ultimately way wealthier than I.
Yeah.
His patent took off.
I guess I don't know how that. I don't know how entrepreneurialism works.
Yeah, and that man became RuPaul.
And that man, RuPaul. That patent, fracking well.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Should we get into listener submissions?
I think we should. We should, indeed.
Jeremy, you know how this goes.
Yeah.
People be out here asking us for advice.
Oh, shit.
Today, we have a long one.
Oh,
yeah.
And then
I love a long
and
one.
And then a thick one.
And then a girthy one.
Okay, very cool. So
you got it pulled up?
I do have it pulled up. I have the British one. Okay, so.
Oh, right, okay.
Hi, meerkats. My name is Henry. And I can't say the rest of the sentence doing a mocking accent. He said, my name is Henry and I use
he,
him
pronouns.
With the
news that came out today, you're going to mock the British?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to do an accent. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not.
All right, thank
Unless
you.
Unless it's subtle.
Okay. Hi, meerkats. My name is Henry, and I use he, him pronouns. I'm British, so Lucas, feel free to do an accent if you want. No!
he wants.
So I'm in a bit of a predicament. I have one person who will call A, who I'm almost definitely sure has a crush on me. All my friends also believe this, and has done for a good few months. The problem with this being, I'm not a great fan of her, and I don't like her back. I love not...
Fuck.
I'm not a fan of her.
Yeah.
So cutting.
Yeah.
This person has a crush on me, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a casual consumer.
If she was a channel, would not subscribe.
No. Yeah. Okay, wait, let's hear him out.
Okay. I've thought about the idea of dating her before, and with me not being physically or emotionally attracted to her, I'm pretty screwed in that regard. The other problem I'm facing is that I'm not sure the person I have a crush on likes me back either. We'll call her B. B does not does like me as a friend and isn't objectively annoyed or uncomfortable around me. And one of her friends, who is a very good friend of mine, says she really likes me, which I think is good. She has said she would like to spend time with me outside of school. To paraphrase, I know we don't spend much time outside of school, but I would. We have also once or twice in our own time for up to 3 hours and have... Wait. We have also
hung out, I think.
Called once or twice in our own time for up to 3 hours and have both wanted to call recently, but she was very busy and I know she does. And I know she does a lot of stuff outside of school, so I'm pretty much definite it wasn't an excuse. Do I have false hope about B and what should I do about A?
Okay. Firstly, calling them A and B is so boring, so I'm going to call them Kurt and Blaine.
Yes!
So...
Who's who?
Kurt is A.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was cutting. We really didn't hide. Henry, you really didn't hide how you felt about A or Kurt.
Yeah. I wish you'd used more British slang when you did it.
Yeah, you don't want to snogger.
Yeah.
She's not proper fit.
She's
like,
not proper
not
fit.
Your
like, you don't want to have a chat.
No band?
You're not trying to have a chat. She's not a banger. Proper banger. I don't know if that's
salty.
I think they do say that on Love
They
Island.
Also say salty potato.
Oh, salty potato.
Is she a salty potato?
Is she salty?
Yeah.
Well, I would say, like, A, yeah, if you're not into it, then, no. But B, 3-hour chat on the phone, like...
That's huge.
That's not... People don't
you're
do
You're already
that
together.
When
you're basically already together.
People don't platonically chat
No,
for 3 hours.
Definitely not. Like, I think there's chemistry there, and if it sounds like she likes you back, I think see where it goes.
What's it's next? Chatting for an hour and a half with microphones?
Oh my god.
Who knows what
are you trying to say?
We're gonna have a kiss. Two pillow princesses kissing.
It's like this. It's like, can you, it's like, can you come here?
You're just nudging with feet. Is this good? Yeah. Is this like, good?
We were trying to when I was on mushrooms, I tried to play footsies with Aaron and he didn't want to.
Of course he wouldn't.
Well, what's wrong with everyone? I want to play footsies.
Okay. I know exactly what happened. Okay, so we're on mushrooms. You're you and I'm Aaron. Okay, so just do what you did.
Want to play footsie?
No.
That is what happened.
No, 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 I'm sorry. You would just go.
Aaron going, no.
And then no. Afterwards he said, that's the benefit of my conservative upbringing. No one can touch me. I was like, oh, why do I want to only play footsie? Because I'm a liberal cuck.
And he was like, I mean, if you want to put it like that.
That, I'm sure that's what he said. Yeah. So you think B is a good prospect?
I think B is a great prospect.
You guys, Blaine.
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 Yeah, it's Blaine. Duh, it's a good prospect. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's Darren Criss.
If you're going to be with Darren Criss, I mean, Kurt, he's though. So hot.
Kurt. Kick rocks, as they say.
Yeah, kick rocks. Log
I mean,
off.
Kurt Hummel is not the best guy.
No.
I mean,
I don't think Blaine's a very good guy either, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly forget what happened with both of them.
Same.
At times. Yeah.
Same, but no, I think go after B. I think that's
absolutely
like
Blaine.
Yeah, Blaine.
Go after Blaine. Blaine.
Go after Blaine.
Go after her. Go get her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're not reading into it, Henry. Just because you're British doesn't mean everything's wrong with you.
Just a little bit.
Well, that's what you would say.
That is what I would say.
No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
I was about to say something horrible.
No,
but then no. But I'm going to save it for the Patreon.
I can't wait.
Wait, okay. So what do you save for the Patreon?
Just anything I don't want to edit out. I don't want to have to edit out.
Heard.
You know?
Save it for the Patreon,
save it
Lucas.
For the freaking all the slurs go on the Patreon. So subscribe. Subscribe to our Patreon.
If you want to hear what little riff I had in mind.
Yeah, if you want to hear the depths.
It's going to be adequate.
The depths of Lucas's dirty mind. This feels like that meme from Riverdale. It's like, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever see me without the stupid hat on? That's weird. That's Lucas's mind.
Could there be one reference I get?
We're turning you gay whether you like it or not. Okay? All right. Speaking of gay, someone else wrote in, I still think you guys should watch the Martha Stewart in prison movie and then talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Wait, so famously, you guys know that I made a TikTok about this, that I thought that Martha's Vineyard was Martha Stewart's vineyard.
Which
is not
know that.
For a really long time.
I don't think that's egregious a thing to
okay,
assume.
Thank you, because people are like, oh, no.
It's
a different Martha.
It's also she fits the vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Vibe fits.
I genuinely thought that it was like a Magnolia, you know, like the Magnolia Chip and Joanna Gaines people. Like
no.
I thought it was like
oh,
a,
Chip and
I thought it was like Martha Stewart's Home Good Paradise. It was like a little town where like there were all of these shops and restaurants. It was kind of like Epcot for Martha Stewart. I'm like literally not even joking. I thought it was like they're like, and I thought like the, you know, like the little black dog of Martha's Vineyard. I thought that was like Martha Stewart's dog.
I did not know that. I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know that the whole of Martha's Vineyard just has one dog.
No, it's just like there's like a little terrier or some shit on all of their stuff for Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, just on the branding.
Yeah, the branding. And I was like, oh, it's Martha Stewart's dog. Like that's awesome. It's not. It's like it's just a town. Anyway.
Wow. What? So people were really like, that's crazy.
Some people were like, OMG, me too. And because I'm from the Midwest, and I think people from the Midwest were like, oh yeah, like that was also my, like there's not very many.
That's fair.
Martha cultural touchstones. You know what I mean? It's pretty much Martha Stewart and that's in Martha Washington. And that's
if anything,
it.
I think it's.
There's only a couple Marthas.
Martha Gellhorn. Yeah,
who's,
those are the only ones
who?
I can.
Martha
Gellhorn, the feminist writer.
That's why I don't know her.
She, she was, I think she was married to Ernest Hemingway for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. As all good feminists are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Myself included.
I'm in a cult where we're all married to Ernest Hemingway.
That's amazing.
You know how
like
doing
the Democratic
with his
Party.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, that's like we mentioned this last episode, but like the Snape wives. Are you familiar?
The what wives?
The Snape wives.
No.
People who came up with reasons why they think they're married to Snape.
No.
And they're all married to Snape.
I love group psychosis. That's
awesome. Which group psychosis would you, what cult would you want to be in?
Oh my God. I always say that I think that I'm really susceptible to a cult.
I agree.
Yeah. I think that I would join so quick. I don't know. I mean, I think the whole idea of like living off the land and like,
I'd do that. I'd be right there with
like,
you.
You know what I mean? Like commune cult, like the Rajneeshis. Do you guys watch Wild Wild Country?
Oh yeah.
I definitely, if I was in the '80s, I definitely would have done that.
What is that?
It was this cult that took over this town in this little like area of Oregon. And they basically like, it got really bad. Like they ended up doing like biological warfare against this town and stuff. But it started as just vibes with your friends on a commune. Yeah. And that I can get behind.
Building a bunch of houses, growing a bunch of nice
food. Then they and then they took over. Like they brought so many people to this area that demographically, like as the city council was voting, like they got people onto the city council of this town and then like changed all the laws. And it was like really problematic. But kind of fun if you're into it.
Thing is, wait, how many people were actually in the town originally?
Like 200 or something, or like 500. It was really small. Yeah. And I actually know people who are in the cult. Get this. This is a fun thing.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so this was in, I think, 2019. I was down in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, visiting my grandma. Uh-huh. And some of her pool friends were Rajneeshis in the cult. And they brought their child daughter to this cult with them. Yeah. So they
moved. How old was she?
The daughter was like 8 or something, and they were like in their 30s. This was
no,
like
but
back
I mean, how
80s.
How old is she when you met her?
Oh, now she's, I mean, this was like, so like, yeah, she's like in her 70s, like late 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. And they, but it was crazy because like a hallmark of the Rajneeshis was wearing like really bright orange clothing.
Yeah.
And both of these two people, this husband and wife in Florida, were wearing bright orange still. And it was so crazy. And they were like, yeah, we did not. Like, they left. Like, he's a doctor. She was, like, really, like, well-regarded in her profession. Like, they're pretty normal people. But I, like, asked them about it because I just watched the doc. And I don't even know how it came up. But I was like, yeah. And they were like, we had to, like, eventually, like, when the guns started coming out and when, like, the biological warfare started happening, when they were like, we had to take our daughter and get out of Dodge.
All biological warfare starts is just vibes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I've talked on the pod about the girl I know from college who's in a cult, right? Or have I just asked you about it?
Very cool. Oh yeah. Well, we've watched her on the
pod. Wait, what cult is she in?
Oh, a good one. It's a good
one. Oh my God, what's it called? I have to Google it.
Is it like the Moonies? I feel like that's
While
one.
I look it up, will you say what video we watched?
Oh, the video, it was like it was her doing like, she made up her own lyrics, like involving the cult, but it was over like a very popular rap song. I think I forgot the actual rap song, but
it's Bhakti Marga.
Whoa.
The spiritual organization founded by Paramahamsa Sri Swami Vishwanatha, which is in Germany.
Great job, by the
way.
Whoa. Yeah. I practiced that.
Yeah, very
it
cool.
Shows. What's pretty amazing is a lot of this cult is like white women, and then it's like this Indian founder. Hmm. But then as almost like diversity hire vibes on all the brochures, they have like this one really hot black girl. All the
awesome
promo material is so funny. Things like, have you ever... wait, what does it say? Have you ever experienced the joy of chanting the divine name?
Can't say that I have.
And this is the, it looks like college brochure.
It literally does.
The joy of chanting the divine name?
It's a college alternative.
Yeah, that's true.
I wish it was just like, Jeff.
Jeff. A cult leader named Jeff. Jeff.
Have you ever felt
the divine name Jeff?
Of chanting the divine name? Jeff.
I support. Yeah. I don't fuck with college. I fuck with Jeff.
I don't know. It's like, imagine when you're 18, you choose between like college, like a trade school, the military, or like a cult.
Yeah.
The four nations
the
live
four
together
nations
in harmony.
Exactly.
Before the cult nation attacked. Yeah. With biological warfare.
Literally.
Oh my goodness.
Wait. I feel like we're about to do some other fan write-in.
Yes. We have one more. Oh, wait. No, Martha's.
I think that was the one because the other one I sent was kind of long.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll get into our last segment.
Okay.
Jeremy, you've been an amazing guest.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
We would like you to say, this is called Self-Perception Corner.
Oh, God.
Oh, and then we should do Prophecy Corner.
Oh, yes.
We have two final segments, actually.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, we'll start with Self-Perception Corner.
Okay.
We'd like you to say how you think you're perceived by other people, and then we'll say how we actually perceive you.
Whoa, okay. I like to think that I'm perceived as high energy, as... I think I'm generally very welcoming. Like, I think that people are very comfortable around me. Most of the time, I think that's a good thing. Sometimes it's bad because I think I attract a lot of freaks because I'm welcoming. So I think people will come up to me on the street and, like, engage with me in a lot of ways. I think people think that I am a leader. People look to me for, like, advice or, like, I don't know, like, if like I'm in a group and like it's like, where should we go to dinner, like I'm like, we're gonna go here, and then, you know, I don't know. So I think that's cool. Yeah, that's, I don't know, I think my self-perception is bubbly, warm, welcoming.
Yeah
I would say I have never seen you succumb to despair. I have never seen your optimism be dwindled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I have, even when you are going through something, it never hits too deep.
Oh, thank
you. At least I've not observed it. It never comes across as hitting too deep.
Yeah.
And in a way that I find a good little bit inspiring.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, it was like when I was having an allergic reaction at your Friendsgiving and had to like lay. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, I do.
I was like
eating.
I forgot. I think I drank like natural wine that I was allergic to.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I felt like that. Yeah, I don't know. That was like, I was torn between leaving your function and then, or just being like, Lucas, I need to lay down for a while. And then I came back and was like, all right, let's have a great time. So I appreciate that you observe positivity.
Yeah. What if I was like, that. I've constantly seen you succumb to despair.
Yeah.
You're always succumbing
kind of
to
a Debbie
despair.
Fucking Downer.
I'm actually always succumbing to despair around Gabby every time I see her.
That's true. I mean, I do have that effect.
Yeah, I'm always...
I can really make people feel possessed.
But that's what I'm in therapy for. Also.
That's so funny, the idea of like, if you're a demon, you should be in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, Jeremy, you're like one of the smartest people I've been around in the comedy scene. I feel like sometimes people like power trip in this like small comedy scene we're in this very insane way where it's like, what are we really power tripping over? Are we power tripping over an easy lover show? Because this is not going to pay dividends in 5 years if, like, this person who you're power tripping makes it big and then they're going to remember that. But you're smart enough to never do that.
Thank you.
You are thoughtful enough to give everyone a chance. You are very kind. And I also think in, like, a way that sometimes I don't see in, like, a lot of other people who are kind of, like, singular about their passions, which is fine. You are like a multifaceted artist.
Oh my God, I cry.
And I feel like that's why your social circle is, every time I go to one of your parties, it's like, so I love the people I meet. Sometimes you go to a comedy party and like you either like see only people you've seen before or you meet like these like freaks. Like, no shade, but like, I don't know.
You can say it.
Jews. I don't know. It's like sometimes I don't want to disparage anyone. Sometimes it's like you go to a random bar and you just meet someone heinous, right?
Fair. Yeah.
Or you just don't meet anyone new. But totally. With you, I feel like you're always expanding your circle. You're always meeting new people. You're very adventurous. You're very warm.
That's so sweet to hear from both of you. Yeah. I don't know. I think like my like proudest moments and like my raison d'etre of for being here is like I love when my friends become friends, and like when my people meet, and like especially when it's like random people who have no business knowing each other, and then you look at like in the corner of a party and two random people are hitting it off. I'm like, yes,
I feel the same way, you know? And I get so sad when that doesn't happen and everyone's just in their cliques. I'm like,
yeah, that's
all
hard.
Gonna...
I know, I feel that too. I feel like that's the strength of yours as well, Lucas, where it's like, I feel like every time I'm at an event here, you know, there's always some really fun dynamic people who I never would have otherwise met, and like
I'm always like looking some at like two people hit it off across the room at like a party that you host. So I think that's always
so nice. Yeah. I'm glad.
So fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I love when that happens.
Wow, how cool.
So this is the guinea pig for a new segment we're doing. It's called Self-Prophecy Corner.
Okay.
We want you to predict the course of your life within the next, what did we say? I think we didn't set a time.
I don't think like a year or two or like what
let's do let's do 5 years so that we can make some really insane prophecies.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Cool. Okay. 5 years. I'll be 31 in 5 years. I hope to be in any regard.
Any regard. Yeah.
Okay.
It can be silly, it can be out of like nowhere, it can be real.
Okay. I think that I would love to like be on my little show and like, you know, be acting regularly on something and like have that be my source of income. That'd be sick. I think that I want to be doing a lot of yoga still. I hope to be, I don't know, I'm in a relationship right now. So that would be cool if that was still happening and like flourishing and progressing. I think that I'm trying to think of like a silly one. For self-prophecy, but prophecy is like not a silly word to me.
But you can also go insane with it. You can be like, you know, this is the prophecy.
The prophecy is, I mean, the prophecy ultimately is that I'm on Survivor and I win Survivor.
I see that for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's my truth.
I think you would do great on Thank Survivor. Thank you.
I think I would either be like a massive bitch because I'm hungry in like the first 6 days and be like the second boot, or I would win.
I think you're more likely than you'd think to win because you've incredible social game.
Thank you.
But you might get voted out because you might be considered a threat. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my prophecy. My prophecy is like abundance and career opportunity and creative fulfillment. Surrounding myself with love and community and ultimately winning $1 million on hit reality TV competition Survivor.
Yeah.
I see that for you as well. I could also see you in 5 years like owning some kind of like arts collective.
I would love that.
Like bringing
a retreat.
A retreat. So
A retreat. Military. A military.
A small militia. Yeah. Yeah.
The warfare is biological.
But it's
as
fine.
Is
but it's fine.
I could see you doing a lot of biological warfare.
Definitely. I'm not above that.
Yeah.
I'm not below that either.
I can see you on Ellen.
Right there.
The new Ellen.
I'm the new Ellen, and I'm throwing a lot more than staplers. I'm throwing shade.
Do you have a prophecy for him, Lucas?
Ooh. You kind of hit on everything, but
What kind of pet will he own? I think maybe a lizard.
No, I wouldn't. No. I actually, can I tell you what I think? I think that you would build the most insane terrarium and have like a turtle and a bunch of fish.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I would love to be. I think my like 30-year prophecy is like I'm homesteading. Like, yeah.
What's homesteading?
Like I have a homestead.
Living off the
land.
I'm
living off the land.
I could see that.
Like I am doing a commune vibe.
I would love that so much. I would love to do that so much.
Yeah.
You really planted all the clues. You're like, I feel like I'm a leader. People see me. I bring people together. Yeah. I live off the land.
I invite people from different walks of life.
Yeah. And I engage in biological warfare on the reg.
Jeremy, where can people see you doing biological warfare on the reg?
Which is what you call character
work. Oh, yeah, which is what I call character work. That's my character work is bioterrorist. next up, I actually am debuting my solo show at Caveat on May 1st. I'm so very thrilled. It's called The Hot Folder. It's all about... it's kind of a retrospective of my life at age like 14, 15. It's all about the people in my hot folder on my laptop as a teenage boy, which included the cast of Glee, which included boys in my freshman class, and which included like Cam Girl of the Year 2013 with like the biggest boobs you've ever seen. And I'm going to be like those.
I like the way you said boobs.
Boobs. Boobs. How are you supposed to say boobs if not boobs? You know what I mean?
Boobs.
But yeah, so I'm gonna be playing those characters, like walking my teen self through a coming out in my solo show, The Hot Folder.
Wow.
Yeah, and I hope to like expand upon that's it exciting. And build it out. And yeah, so that's
follow Jeremy, go see the show.
Yes, I'm yay. So stoked. Oh, thanks for having me.
You got
me,
any pluggies,
guys.
Luke?
Yeah.
Do I have any pluggies? This will come out. I do have shows coming up. I have I think I have one coming up at the Stamford location of New York Comedy Club. I think I'm doing a show there. I have more. I have a couple coming up in New York that I can't think of off the top of my head. But yeah, I'll be posting about it and sharing about it on my Instagram. If you don't follow me already, you probably do. But it'll be there that I'll share about it. Also on my website, please sign up for my mailing list where I'll let you know where I'm coming next.
Yes.
Oof. Yes. What about you?
I want to float out early that my good friend Aaron Abelot Clemens and I, friend of the pod, will be doing a brief tour in San Francisco and LA.
Let's go.
In late June for Pride. So if you're in those areas, tell us where to perform because we haven't planned it yet.
That's awesome.
We are going.
Oh, yes. Also follow First Impressions because I'm having the first show tomorrow, which this will come out after that happens. It's going to go great. Yes. But yes, but follow us and we'll let you know when the next one is.
Yay. Thank you to Jeremy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Love you.
Thank you to you guys. Thank you. Thank you to Henry. And thank you to Ellen.
Thank you. And thank you to Martha's dog.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Salute.
To Colts. See you next time.
See you next time.